One of the common detriments to the spiritual life is the looking for the kingdom of God outside of where the Lord has revealed it. Indeed, it is that lack of patience, which is really an enamoring of the things of this world, that caused the chosen people of old to lose their place in God's plan of salvation, and ultimately it would be given over to others. But because we are amongst those Gentile nations that have had the gospel preached to us, we are not devoid of falling into this error. Indeed, we see very clearly in our day and age where many souls are being led astray by what our Lord tells us not to look for, false prophets who give us a new interpretation of the Scripture, not the one revealed by Almighty God, given to the apostles and entrusted with them and their lawfully elected successors only as the way, the truth, and the life. And so it is very clear that if we are to remain in the kingdom of God, we are to follow the means that was established by the Lord, that is, an institutional church headed by the Vicar of Christ and all those bishops who are in union with that Vicar of Christ. That is where the true faith is always found, or as many of the doctors and fathers of the church would point out, where Peter is, there the church is. And this institution of Christ is a spiritual institution. And so we are not to look for the kingdom of God in the sense of its physical expression, although through the work of the members of the mystical body, it will always have a physical expression, but we are more especially to look for it in its spiritual expression. That is, it is the work of grace, something that we cannot see. And so, in this day and age, with so many false prophets who claim to have a way to heaven, who claim, as it were, to be some form of a Messiah, whether they be of the secular order or of the religious order, for they are rampant and they are many about in each order, we must take our Lord's warning today that his kingdom has come, he has established it, and it can be found. It can be found especially when we begin to exercise the virtue of humility and we do not try to tweak what God has revealed. For ultimately, all error, all heresy, and all errors that cause man to be led astray are in some way a form of mankind trying to tweak what God has revealed. And ultimately, that tweaking leads to grave errors and it leads to the immorality of our modern time and our modern age. And so we too must suffer. We must wait patiently, for the chosen people failed because they would not wait patiently for the time of the coming. Only a few, led by the Blessed Virgin Mary, were those who waited patiently for the revelation of God to be revealed. And so we are not to seek about or try to discern when the end times are coming. We see very clearly this era when it has crept into the members of the mystical body, for they give too much concern about whether they are living in the end times or not. And yet, it is clear, if we understood the teachings of those blessed apostles, that the end times began with the advent of Christ in the world, and most especially the end times began when Christ purchased the church from the sacred side and the blood and water that flowed from his womb. And so we will always be living in the end times, but more especially we are not to concern ourselves if we are in those end times proper. In other words, those times in which the advent of the Savior in his second coming is just around the corner. Our Lord tells us very clearly that we will not know the time, that he will come like a flash of lightning, and he will come in all his glory with the wounds of his triumph over sin. And so we are not, as it were, to be concerned with that, for it is a time that is impossible for us to discern. We are only, as it were, to work out our salvation in the time that the Lord has given us. We know that we are firmly established in the kingdom of God if we seek to establish the love and the reign of the Sacred Heart in the time that the Lord has given us and in each place that he has established us. And first and foremost, that must begin with ourselves. We must seek always and everywhere to receive the love of the Sacred Heart in our souls, and so that imbued with that love, we may go forth to seek to try to establish that kingdom. And so, Let us labor earnestly for the Lord, and let us not worry about the end times, and let us not fall into those spiritual errors that are leading so many souls astray and causing so many souls to be stunted in the spiritual life. Everyone is looking for the Mother of God, where she is appearing, and yet the most special grace, the most special honor that we can give to the Mother of God is to truly and worthily participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that sacrament of her Son's real presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity in each and every sacrifice, holy sacrifice of the Mass. And so let us not strive and let us not worry ourselves as to whether the Mother of God is appearing in this place or in that place or looking for any of the false messiahs who set themselves up as false prophets and false leaders of the people. We have one leader and one leader only, and that is the Christ. And that is what the Mother of God truly understood. It is the very reason why she is, in one sense, the mediatrix of all graces. For she knew who she was, and she knew that she was called to be, as it were, a disciple of the Christ. And so, when it was revealed to her that she was the chosen vessel to be the Mother of God, she instantly would give that answer that we must all be grateful for until the end of time. Our Lady knew how to discern the truth because she focused more on the revelation that God has re-given rather than the false revelations that so many are being led astray with. So many of those revelations that are hallmarked by their being noted for their promise of a certain spectacular chastisement to come, not given in a sensible way, but in a way that often frightens souls. And so the Mother of God is never about frightening the souls. She is always about imbuing us with the grace of her Son, giving us those graces that she has been entrusted with so that we may work out our salvation in this life, not worrying about when the Lord will come in his second advent, because we show a profound truth in his first advent that has established the sacrament of his presence until the end of time. And so, if we seek the Lord, let us seek him where he is, in the Blessed Sacrament, and most especially in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, during the consecration of the sacred species of bread and wine. Let us look for the Lord where he is. If we find him there, he will give us the grace to persevere until the end of our lives. And if we are blessed to live in this time, or if we are blessed to live in the times when our Lord truly will come in his second coming, in which he will judge all the living of the dead, let us show that thankfulness, most especially by the honor, love, and reverence we give to him truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. Finding the Lord there, he will give us the grace to persevere in our lives, whether it is in this time or in a future time to come. He will give us the grace each and every moment of our lives, each and every day of our lives, so that we truly may serve him and work to establish the love of his heart in all souls and in all times and in all places. And so, let us labor for the Lord, let us do the Lord's work, and let us not get bogged down by all these false prophets, these false apparitions, and everything else that are nothing but machinations of the devil to lead souls astray. We have much work for the Lord to do for the Lord in our present situation, in our present time, and indeed, we have more work to do for him than in any generation in the history of mankind. And so, why do we trouble ourselves with whether it is the end times proper or not? It is the time of the Lord, and each and every day, in each and every moment of our lives, will be the time of the Lord if we enter into the mysteries that he has established, and most especially that mystery of his presence among us. And so, let us not worry about where we are in regards to the coming of the end times, but let us worry about the times that the Lord has given us so that we do not fall for those false prophets and that Gnosticism that is so rampant in our day and age, and indeed so rampant in many souls who have been embraced and set up as the modern gurus that teach us the understanding of the Church. Let us not follow any of the gurus, no matter how appealing they may be, no matter how widely embraced their teachings may be. Let us, in discerning, in the studies and studying the teachings of the fathers and the doctors of the church, let us truly find the understanding of the faith, because that is the surest and safest way. And anyone who sets himself up as an expert according to modern principles and modern insights is none other than a modernist and ultimately an enemy of Christ, no matter how appealing or personal they may be, if their teaching is not accord with the perennial teaching of the apostles. That is, if it is not in accord with the prudence and love that the apostles manifested, and most especially in matters of purity, if it is not in accord with what the Pope, that is, St. Peter, and the original apostles taught us, then it is a false teaching, and it is designed to lead souls astray. And so, let us not cooperate any further by being enamored with those teachings that seem to be tickling the ears of so many souls, but let us be enamored with that doctrine that has been handed down to us through the apostles and through all the saints. Let us find the understanding of our faith in the teachings of the saints and in the teachings of the church, and then we are on the safe and sure road. And we do not give sway to any of the modern opinions. We do not look, as it were, for all the spectacular things that so many souls are looking for. And ultimately, we do so only, as it were, to escape the ordinary mundane life that we have to live, the grinding out each and every moment of our lives, doing the ordinary things in an extraordinary way by the grace of Almighty God. And so, let us strive to do all things in the ordinary way, in an extraordinary fashion, because we do them for the love of God. If we do this, then we need not look for the kingdom of God. We need not worry when the kingdom of God will make that final manifestation of itself, because we will be dwelling with God for all eternity in heaven when he comes that day to judge the living and the dead.
Christus.